A little bit different. This one wasn't animation in the same way. Tell me about the
Right.
sewing conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. I started this project in grad school as well. It was quite casual when it started, and it kind of has ballooned and become more of a practice, a social practice. So, with this project, I was interested in just creating some type of social space around a shared creative activity,
Right.
basically. Whether that, of course, calling back to like a sewing circle or the idea of community work being done. So I had some sort of materials already. My grandma gave me her old sewing kit, which is seen on the left picture on the table. It's a lot of antique threads that I were using some of those as well. And I gather folks together to sit and sew, basically. That's it. But it I've done it with friends. I've done it outside in public areas. I've done it at home. I've done it at my grandma's house. I've kind of done it in intimate spaces and then larger space, like more public spaces as well. And like in on the right, I was at Wheaton College at an exhibition called "A Nerve Is Not a Nerve, But a Bundle of Fibers." It was sort of a fibers show, and so I did multiple visits so that I was sewing with the people in the exhibition, and then people could add their embroidered work to the wall. And so part of the whole idea is that if you create something, I ask that you leave it with me, and it becomes part of this greater collection that then is exhibited and or just kept safe and archived. There's a lot of sort of, it's sort of anonymous though. Like a lot of people don't write their name. So it becomes this kind of, it has become a little bit unwieldy in the sense that like, I don't know who these works are from unless they've written their name.
Right.
Which is kind of, I've had to kind of decide that that's okay.
Yeah.
Like it's not actually so much about the individual person, right? It's really about the idea of coming together and like the conversations we have when we're together, which I really appreciate. Because a lot of I've had so many people who have never threaded a needle, and I teach them how, right? Like they've never done that before. I teach them how to do like a French knot or whatever. And like, there's also teaching happening at the table, which I really appreciate.
Right.
Just thinking about the way that like my grandma taught me to do a few simple stitches and things like that, and so I'm passing on a little bit of that to other folks.
When did you start sewing?
I started sewing a little bit as a kid, just kind of again for fun, or I would like ask my grandma like, "Oh, how do I do this?" Or my grandma taught me to do simple crocheting when I was little, though I'm out of practice now at this point. I sewed, there's like a little pin cushion on one of these photographs, little purple and orange one. I sewed that for my grandma when I was like a teenager. Purple and orange patchwork pin
That's cute. I see
cushion.
it. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I made that for my grandma when I was like a teen, when I was like 14. So just here and there, but I learned how to do like buttons and like simple fixes and things like that from her when I was a teenager mostly.
Right, for sure.
Yeah.